You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. In addition to video courses, there's tons of different things you can do on your website that will help you make ends meet to have a full-time live streaming based business. Of course, the challenge with this is the more time you spend setting this stuff up, the less time you have to do gaming. Therefore, it's a delicate balance between getting all this stuff set up and being actually able to do gaming, especially in the beginning or when you're building up an audience. It might be ideal to set some of this other stuff up, just like I've done. Get all this stuff set up. That way, when you've got an audience that's so big you just want to make videos and do nothing but game streaming for them, then you've got other stuff ready to go. A lot of times we think, oh, it sucks to start out or not have an audience. No, that's a great time to build a really strong foundation. I've got an audience and I've got a really strong foundation to send that audience to. In fact, the majority of the people watching me have not even started to scratch the surface of the stuff I have online. And as you build deeper and deeper relationships with people, you want to have all this stuff available, because that's where you make really deep connections with people. When you're watching me stream on Facebook, then you end up going to my website, reading some blog posts, buying a video course, buying an audiobook, buying some of the equipment. That's how you get a lifetime follower right there that will follow you on any website, that will join your email list, that will guarantee that you're able to do whatever you want to do and love full time for the rest of your life. Seeing is believing. If you'd like to see how I'm doing this week, please go to jerrybanfield.com, because on there you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I already mentioned the video courses, so we're not going to talk more about that. Right now, let's first look at having a blog. I highly recommend get a blog on your website and focus on tutorials and solving the kinds of problems and things you've ran into. For gaming, I've got all kinds. I have 599 blog posts on my website, and I blogged to some third party. I could even have 1,000 on here if I hadn't blown a year on another third party platform putting stuff on there. Put stuff on your own website, and blog posts can really help with getting a bigger audience, especially if you're doing gaming and you're struggling, or you figure out how to do something like a tutorial on a specific level. What you can do is make a video tutorial, then get that tutorial turned into a blog post, because sometimes I want to read a blog post of how to do something. I don't want to go watch a video for 30 minutes. I'd rather look through a blog post and find exactly what I want. One of the things that almost no gaming YouTuber or game streamer takes the time to do is to convert their videos into blog posts. There's a really good opportunity to do that. And then when you've got people searching that are gamers, there's very low competition on these blog post tutorials, then you've got a matching video with it, which there's not usually a good matching video with a blog post. You get the matching video with your blog post, then someone searching in Google, they end up reading your post, watching your video, following you, bam. You get automatic, indefinite viewers coming in for free on blog posts, which just enhance everything. I've got hundreds a day coming into my website on all kinds of different topics. I get all kinds of random good things that just happen. People will just come through some days and buy hundreds of dollars of my courses. I've never heard of them before. No idea how they found me. Hundreds of dollars in course sales all at once. People come through, buy the $1,000 lifetime partner. I'll never even hear from them. They won't respond to my email. I don't know what happens. They just come through, drop $1,000. They don't even want to talk to me. I don't even understand that. But okay, when you set up blog posts like this, it brings in a ton of those good opportunities like that. And then the more people you have coming to your website, you can't even use things like Google AdSense to monetize. I don't recommend that. You need a lot of traffic. It lowers your website quality. I'm not using Google AdSense currently. I have used it before. Once you've got blog posts and traffic to your website, then all this other stuff works better. You can do things like music. I have music that I've put up. And music, having your own music pairs really well with gaming. Because what people constantly are annoyed with when you're trying to play games is the copyrighted music. Well, guess what? I just put out a Call of Duty Black Ops 4 Blackout music video. It has my own music on the background. It is a music video with a video game set in the background. If you do your own music, having your own music and combining that is a really good way where you can do two things at once. You can promote your music while you're gaming, and then you can use your gaming footage as an awesome background for your music. Music and gaming combine beautifully together. What's most critical if you have music is use something like CD Baby or AWOL. Use something to get your music on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play. Get your music up in the places people are listening. Don't just put it up on SoundCloud, not make any money on it like I did for the first year. Put your music through a distributor like CD Baby. It's not a label. All they do is push your music out to the third-party services. And if you've got an established audience, you probably can do AWOL, or you might be able to do it. It's called AWOL. That's what I use to distribute my music. If you don't, just use CD Baby and pay to put your music out. Then have people listen to it on monetized paid platforms where you can then get some money out of it. You also can do books on Amazon or audiobooks. If you do live streaming, audiobooks are really easy to record. You can easily record your own autobiography, and then you can get it transcribed and edited by hiring a transcriber and an editor on Upwork or Fiverr, or being in my partner program, I can connect you with someone that'll do that. You can just get your audiobooks turned into a Kindle book. You need the Kindle book to publish the audiobook. Then the audiobooks can make sales indefinitely all on their own. My audiobooks make hundreds of dollars a month in sales, total autopilot. Once I put the book up and I share that the book's out, I don't have to do anything else with it. I managed to get the top YouTube book, at least last time I checked, and that makes things, it's pretty sweet. You make money totally on autopilot, you get new customers, and guess what? That can turn in to more followers on your live streams. If you want to learn how to do that, guess what? I've got courses on the University of Jerry Banfield showing you exactly how to do that, showing you exactly how to make audiobooks and Kindle books yourself. For example, self-published books on Amazon Kindle and CreateSpace. And if you view the rest of my courses, or you buy either the All Courses for Life or Lifetime Partner, you will see books on how to get your audiobooks up also. Now, I recommend have your own products. Having your own products. Here, let me give you a quick rundown. I make probably 80% of all the money I've made online has been having my own video courses. I've got like 30 cents so far in my music, but we're still really early on in the music. I imagine the music has a lot of potential. Audiobooks I've made, and the Kindle, I made tens of thousands on those. I've made close to $1 million on video courses. And affiliate marketing video courses on Udemy, I made like $50,000 on that. So we're just not going to count that. I had a really sweet little system set up until they banned me to do that. So we're not going to count that. We're going to just go affiliate marketing from where you probably can go with it without doing some little Google AdWords remarketing cheating system to make a bunch of money on it. We're going to do it like you could do it with just putting up what products and services you're using. While affiliate marketing looks tempting and it looks like you can make a lot of money, and you can if you work out a really smart little system, Like I had when people visited my Udemy courses, I had a remarketing tag. I ran Google AdWords ads straight back to Udemy with the affiliate link on them. Then if someone browsed my course and clicked the ad later and bought someone else's course, I made 25% of the sale, even though they didn't buy my course. And yes, then I ended up getting banned shortly after that. It was a really good system. And if you don't have a really good little often on the edge or even cheating a little bit system for affiliate marketing, and often there's a lot of dishonesty with affiliate marketing. Like I noticed an influencer, he's got a big audience, makes lots of money, talks about making money, and then on his affiliate marketing, he's promoting a web host he's not actually even using for the website that it's on. That's dishonest, in my opinion. Anyhow, if you're not doing things that are either cheating or close to cheating or dishonest, affiliate marketing is really tough. My affiliate marketing income is a few hundred a month doing it honestly, following the FTC guidelines, not using any little Google AdWords cheating systems or dishonestly promoting something that I don't even use myself just because it can make money. Affiliate marketing can work good to make you some money, but I highly recommend put the time into the video courses, put the time into the audiobooks or something like that. What I see is a lot of people trying to just jump in with affiliate marketing. You're helping other people make money more than likely while you're making almost nothing. I've got a really good, honest affiliate setup on my website now, and it's lucky to make a few hundred each month, even though I've got a great audience online, even though I've got a ton of videos that refer over to these places. What you can see I've done is I have the equipment, software, and services I use. I make it clear, will you please use the links, because you're helping me earn a percentage as an Amazon affiliate or partner for each service here. Then each of these you click on, most of them, not all of them. For example, when you click on live streaming, it goes to OBS, although actually I need to change that one because it's still not changed yet. Some of these don't have affiliate links, but most of them do. So affiliate marketing, when you do it honestly and just say, look, because people lots of times will ask, what headset do you use, what, etc. Now, to do affiliate marketing honestly, you need a disclosure. If you're in the USA at least, or your affiliate program is in the USA. I've seen a lot of streamers also messing up the disclosure. You can't just put a link in your Facebook description and say, well, this is the headset I'm using, and then throw an Amazon link in there. That does not follow Amazon's terms and conditions for the affiliate program. That does not follow the FTC guidelines for affiliate marketing. And when you are not following Amazon's guidelines and you get a big enough audience for people to notice that, it only takes one person to report you to the Amazon affiliate program for you to lose access. Well, one person to make a legitimate complaint that you're not following the guidelines, and bam, you lose access right when you start to make money on it. So affiliate marketing, it can work good, but don't start with that. It looks easy. It looks fast. Don't start with that. It's usually a waste of time. One other thing that can work really good for making money is having something like a paid call, or you could have a one-on-one gaming session. I'm grateful that lots of people have scheduled calls with me over the years. Yes, it's a pretty sweet deal. Someone pays for a half hour, $270 to talk to me. Yeah, that's a pretty sweet deal. The more people you have following that want to talk with you, you can then put your rate higher and higher that you will take in order to talk with someone. And you could even do one-on-one gaming sessions, or you could do coaching sessions for the particular game you're playing. A call option and a one-on-one call, I use Acuity Scheduling. It syncs up with my Google Calendar, which drops directly into the whatever my schedule is. If you go to book an appointment with me, you'll see my schedule is perfectly synced up with whenever I'm available. For example, it automatically takes the times I'm not available out during the day. And the beauty of this system is you must pay beforehand to schedule a call with me. You wouldn't believe how many people will just try and schedule a call, even though you say it's paid, and not have any intention of paying. The acuity scheduling, I've got to do this, requires a payment beforehand. I think I've got that on here. Maybe not. I think I've got my system I use for calls on here. Maybe not. Maybe I'll put that on there. Anyway, I use Acuity Scheduling to schedule my calls. It works really good. People come in and just want a one-on-one call with me. And especially if you do video courses, what I do then is when you've taken one of my video courses, my newer ones that you've either you've been a partner, you've paid hundreds of dollars, then you get a coupon for a free call with a specific coupon code that's inside that course. And that way that makes the course a clear value if you looked and saw the call was too expensive. And then you looked over and saw, well, you got these courses. Okay, I'd like to talk with Jerry. Oh, this one comes with a one-on-call. All right, I'll buy this course for $180. Or I'll buy the lifetime courses for $297 instead of paying $270 for the call. I've paid hundreds of dollars to work with coaches on video games. Having a system set up where people can pay you for coaching can do really good because you could actually live stream the coaching session. You could set it up where you live stream yourself coaching. So in other words, you could be getting paid to coach someone directly on a live stream. And that can be a powerful way to expand and increase your income online. I hope I've given you a very good overview here of all these different ways you can combine all these different ways to make some really good money with your live streams online. Congratulations, you are one of the only people that made it to the very end of this tutorial video. I'm imagining that you have a very, very high likelihood of loving my complete Master Facebook Live gaming course at fb.gg, which can be yours today for life for $8.18. You get 4+ hours of video currently up in February 2019 covering every imaginable angle you'd want to look at for Facebook gaming, from the basics to live streaming equipment to vertical streams going viral, earning money, all that good stuff. Plus, anything new I learn and I think's important, I will add it into the course first, where you will be able to see it. You also get access to my Facebook group and Discord server for answers to questions. You can even build your business with me as a Euthena partner, where you can sell courses alongside me, where I can help promote them for you. And that, I think, is one of the best ways to make money as a live streamer online, is to also make and teach video courses, helping others learn the same skills you've learned. That's the main way I've made money online. And I am grateful for the chance to help you with the same today. Thank you very much for being here. We love you. You're awesome. We appreciate you spending this time with us here on wherever you are. Maybe I'll see you in the course soon. Will you please join me on Twitter also, because you will love seeing the podcast episodes, YouTube videos, blog posts, any new books I put out, all that stuff in one spot on Twitter, all up in your tweets and Twitter feed.